It's Monday, February 17th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Alma Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest-growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this spring at the E4 Experience, coming to Santa Clara March 13th and Washington, D.C. April 3rd. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 179. Matt Scott is joined by Jeremy Kowalki and Rich Fragosa talking about smart home design. Jeremy Kowalki starts off talking about what considerations must be made to create the ideal smart home for your client.
Well, I mean, I think that there's something to be said for explaining why you need speakers. You know, they're not just one speaker underneath your TV, you know, although that's great to have a nice, you know, custom soundbar, like they're saying about the Leon situation there. I think you need to get into a little bit more of an explanation about how the audio is dispersed and distributed. Because a TV is one unit, you know, there's one piece that you're dealing with there, and it's pretty obvious when you've got a high quality picture. That's about the easiest thing to sell to, I think, an educated end user. Like, that looks amazing. And even if it doesn't look amazing, they'll think it looks amazing because you told them it did. You know, I mean, they're so close to all being amazing that they're not going to get whether the blacks are as black as they should be or whatever. They're going to see a vibrant picture because the technology is so far, you know, ahead of where it used to be. Whereas audio, you might be able to argue back to them and say, you know, I don't think I need all of these speakers. Why would I need that many, you know, and, or why should they be spread out like that? Or, you know, but that doesn't stop them from also offering very invisible type options for the audio as well. Matching them to lighting fixture, you know, styles and that sort of thing. So they're still appealing to a sensibility there from a design aesthetic. When you get back to talking to the architect versus the consumer, I think both would like that. I wonder how many consumers really look at the ceiling once they've got their system, but I think the architects and designers, I mean, that's what they do all day long is fixate on what shouldn't be where, you know, and how things are supposed to look. And, you know, have people that I think come into a home wouldn't even notice you had speakers on the ceiling, typically a traditional in-wall in-ceiling speaker. But, I mean, I still think it's great that they talk about, automation and, you know, lifts, art covering TVs, all the different types of opportunities to make the TV go away. Because, you know, that's where back to what Rich was saying, that's where the kind of the craft of custom installation really still can shine. Yeah. You know, those are not things you can buy off the shelf or, you know, basically from, you know, Amazon or whatever. You're not going to pick that up. Same with lighting, you know, control and shades control specifically. Yeah. You can buy really nice blinds, but if you're, you know, Cloud Nine Smart in New York City, you're dealing with these huge condos, apartments that have large windows, and you're not going to have Richie Rich guy, you know, up there, you know, twisting the little shade controller to get the thing to move, you know, to close. So to have all that built in and automated and, you know, shifting to the sun, I think is a great capability of the custom installation channel that you're just not going to get from a DIY scenario.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.